John chapter 14, and our text of scripture today consists of two verses. Verses 13 and 14. There we read, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." The Savior continues to teach his disciples about the very important subject of prayer. Remember that after listening to their master pray, in Luke 11 and verse 1, the disciples were so impressed and really realized that listening to Christ praying, that they didn't really know much about prayer at all. And so their response was, "Lord, teach us to pray." And no one, of course, knows more about prayer than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So whatever the Lord has to teach us about prayer, it is worth giving heed to it and also applying it to our own hearts. And here in our text, the Lord emphasizes the need not only to pray, but the need to pray in His name. If we want answers to our prayers, the Lord says, "Ask in my name. Yea, ask anything in my name." And this, of course, isn't the only time that the Lord taught this lesson, this truth about praying in His name. You look there to John 15 and verse 16. "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you." He taught the same truth in chapter 16 of John. And there in verse 23, "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it you." Verse 26, "In that day ye shall ask in my name. I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you." And so we see how the Lord emphasized over and over that when we pray, we must pray in His name if we are to expect answers to our prayers. We're to pray in the Lord's name. Everything the Savior teaches us, of course, is important, and we ought to give attention to what the Lord has to say. But when the Lord repeats something, it means that He does not want us to miss it. And here we see that He has repeated these words four or five times. You need to pray in my name. So the fact that the Lord repeats those words, "Ask in my name," He does not want us to omit these truths from our prayers. So what did the Lord actually mean when He said, "Ask in my name, pray in my name"? if we are to obtain answers to our prayers, we must pray in the Lord's name. And as we look at the words of the Savior, we have them here in John 14, those verses 13 and 14. We notice first of all the acceptance of the name. The acceptance of the name. The Lord did not give his disciples the name of some dead saint to use when they would gather for prayer. Not at all. Instead, he told them that they were to pray, he said, in my name. They were to ask for anything in my name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No one else's name. Paul tells us in Philippians 2 and verse 9 that with regard to that name, the name which is above every name, even the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to mark those words. Christ's name is above every name. Why would anyone pray in the name of a dead saint? Or use anyone else's name when the name of Christ is above every name? That being so, that tells us then that the name of Christ is a great name. It is a great name. When we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, we cannot pray in the name of anyone greater than the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 1. And there we read in verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Not only in the world, but also in that which is to come. And he hath put all things under his feet and given him to be the head over all things to the church. Christ has a great name. He has a great name in heaven. And when we engage in prayer, isn't that where we're directing our prayers to heaven? The Lord has a great name. The name of Christ is the expression of all that he is. All that he has done. As he lives as our intercessor and as our mediator. His name is great because Christ himself is all greatness. Everywhere we look in the person of the Lord Jesus, what do we see? We see nothing but greatness. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, there we read in verse 11, thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou art exalted as head above all. This is the name. We're being exhorted to pray in when we bow the knee before the throne of grace. The name that is above all. Not only is his name above all, so is Christ himself. Remember, this is the one in whose name we are to pray. Hebrews 4, verse 14, a great high priest. that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. He's a great name because he's a great high priest. Yes, and it is in the name of the great high priest that we are to pray, just as Mary said. Mary doesn't exhort us to pray in her name. Mary said, for he, that is Christ, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things. Holy is his name. Luke 1 verse 49. And people recognized and confessed his greatness when he raised the dead. That shows you how great he is. Luke 7 verse 16. They glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. So he's the great high priest. He is the great God. He is a great prophet. And in that great name, devils are put to flight. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name. Luke 7, verse 49. And the 70 disciples after they had gone to be a witness for the Lord, upon their return, they came back filled with joy and reported to the Lord what they had done and what they had seen done. What did they say? They said, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. So let us pray in that name, and we shall put the devils to flight. We shall subdue and defeat the enemy of our souls. Pray in that great name and we shall conquer Satan and terrorize hell and see brands plucked from the burning. So believer, let us pray in that name. And the Lord says, your prayers will be answered. As well as a great name, this name in which we are to pray, it is also a given name. Here is a great wonder of grace and mercy that the Lord condescends to give us his name, saying, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. He gives us his name when we come to pray. In other words, the Lord trusts us with his name when we bow the knee in prayer. He did not give us the name to be merely used in prayer like some kind of password. The name is not to be used, as I say, like some kind of password. The Lord didn't say that. The Lord didn't say we're to use his name. But the Lord did say, if ye ask anything in my name, in my name, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will do it. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And how we need to repeat those words over and over and over again to ourselves. whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will do it. He has given us his name so that when we pray, it is as if the Lord himself is petitioning the Father. That's what it means. It's as if the Lord himself is praying to his Father. That's what it is to pray in the Savior's name. Isn't that what is meant by the words of the disciples when they said, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name? It was as if the Lord himself was right there. And it was as if the Lord himself rebuked the devils. It was as if the Lord himself silenced the devils. That's what there's meant here. But casting out devils in the Lord's name was as if the Savior did it himself. And when we come before the throne of grace and when we pray in the Lord's name, it's as if the Lord himself is praying. And how we need to get a hold of that and lay hold upon that. Would it not completely transform our prayer lives? This is aptly illustrated for us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. There in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20. Here's Paul speaking. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Mark the words. We pray you, or Paul says, I am appealing to you in Christ's stead. In other words, as if the Lord Jesus Christ is here himself and he is appealing to you. I appeal to you in Christ's stead. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you. I pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled. That's what it is to pray in the Lord's name. We're not talking about using the Lord's name. We're talking about praying in the Lord's name. The word in Christ's stead that we have there in 2 Corinthians 5 and 20, in Christ's stead mean on the behalf of. On the behalf of Christ. That's just what it means to ask in the Lord's name, to ask in Christ's stead. And the Lord has given us his name that we may pray in that name when we kneel before the throne of grace. And that in itself would be a warning to us. If we see praying in the Lord's name, being like the Lord doing the petitioning himself, then we better be careful that we do not pray for something the Lord would never pray for. As we have already seen in this series, what James had to say, where James says in James 4 and verse 2, ye lust and have not, Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because you ask not. Ye ask and receive not because. Because ye ask amiss. And we have pointed out the word amiss has to do with that which is evil. In other words, James is warning against praying after the flesh. Praying for something just to satisfy our own fleshly desires. Christ would never pray for the like of that. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss or evilly, as the word is, that ye may consume it upon your lusts or upon your pleasures. And again, as we have already pointed out, that when we pray, we must pray in accordance with the will of God. As well as a great name, as well as it being a given name, we can certainly say it is a good name. Ask in my name. That name is great. That name has been given to us. And that name is good. If we ask in the name of someone else, then that better be a good name, or we will not obtain anything. Of course, there is no name greater than Christ's name. Well, the Lord's name is good in heaven. And we have no fears about our petitions being denied when we pray in Jesus' name. You were to go into the bank, and maybe they're used seeing you there. You've done business in your bank for some time, and you go in with a check that's been given to you or mailed to you. And it's a bit different from the checks that you maybe have cashed there before. And the teller at the desk will say, "Do you know this person who signed the check? Do you know this person?" And if you're able to say, "Oh yes, I know that person," of a good name. You need not fear about cashing that check. That person has a good name. Well, in that sense, Christ has a good name. For when we pray in the Lord's name, our Heavenly Father recognizes that name as a good name. As a good name. And for the Lord's sake, for the Lord's sake, the Father will grant us what we have asked of Him. Why? Because of the good name of Christ. And because the Lord has given us this name. The Lord has a good name in heaven. The Lord Jesus has a good name with His Father. John 8, verse 29, the Lord Jesus said, "For I do always those things that please Him." He has a good name with His Father. "I do always those things that please Him." And the Father also said of His Son, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. In thee I am well pleased." Luke 3, verse 22. The dear Savior has a good name. The Savior Himself said, "Whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you." Because the Lord could say, "Because I have a good name with my Father." And the Lord repeated the word, saying, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. So when we pray in the Savior's precious name, it is a name that is acceptable with the Father. Not only is there acceptance of the name, there is also authority in that name. It's obvious. In the words of our text, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. There's the authority. That the Father may be glorified in the Son, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. And since the Lord has a great name and a good name and a given name, so when we raise our voices in prayer, we can pray with authority. Because our Savior has promised us, whatever you ask for in my name, I will do it. That's plain enough and simple enough and straightforward enough. So when we do as the Lord has bidden us and we ask in the Lord's name, that should first of all be to us as a reminder. A reminder of the authority that we have in prayer. It is a reminder of what we can accomplish through prayer. Whatsoever. Anything. These are not my words. These are the words of Christ. And the Lord Jesus himself said, whatsoever. The Lord Jesus himself said, ask anything, I will do it. So when we pray in the Lord's name, it serves as a reminder that the Lord will do anything for us. In answer to prayer, if we were to remove the Lord's name from our asking, then we might as well remove the whatsoever. And we might as well remove those words, anything. So when we pray in the name of the Lord, we are reminded that there is no limit to what we can ask for. There's no limit whatsoever. Ask anything in my name, for there is power in that name. You remember Peter and John going up to the temple, the hour of prayer. And they came to the gate beautiful. And there lay a man at the gate asking alms. He couldn't walk. He couldn't work. And he sat there begging. And Peter came upon him and looked upon him and he said, silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And he rose up. And we are told that he went leaping and jumping and shouting for joy because of what had been done for him in the name of the Lord Jesus. Again, It was as if Christ himself was there at the gate, beautiful. It was as if the Lord Jesus Christ himself had said, rise up and walk. But it was Peter who said it. But it was as if Christ himself had spoken the words. Whatsoever. So when we pray in the Lord's name, it's a reminder. It's a reminder that the Lord will do whatsoever we ask. We wonder if that soul we've been praying for will ever be saved. We wondered if that problem we've been praying over will ever be solved. We wonder if that need we have been praying about will ever be met. But then, when we pray in the Lord's name, we are reminded that he has said, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will do it. It's a reminder. As well as the reminder, we have the requests. Praying in the Lord's name gives to us the authority to ask. There's our request. Is that what the Lord said? Whatsoever ye shall ask. Well, there's our praying. That's what prayer is. It's asking. Praying in the Lord's name gives to us the authority to ask whatsoever we will, or to ask anything. So what does that mean? It teaches us that when we come to pray and seek the Lord, we don't need to be timid. We don't need to be hesitant about what we ask for. We do not need to come before God doubting. Because the Lord has said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, I will do it. I will give it. Therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Boy, wouldn't that encourage you to go to the throne of grace with boldness, with reverence, of course, also. But would not make you bold whenever the Lord says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, I will do it. He gives us the authority to ask. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Years ago, some of you may have heard of the great preacher W.P. Nicholson. He preached in the 40s and 50s in Northern Ireland. Held great gospel campaigns. Preached in America as well. And when he had meetings and rallies in the Ulster Hall in Belfast, men, workers from the shipyard, would leave their work and they would make their way, they would walk all the way to the Ulster Hall, quite a number of miles through the city. And they would go there in their overalls, hadn't gone home. Nicholson saw a mighty work done, a little breath of revival. But Nicholson used, as it were, the ordinary man's language. That's what endeared him to so many, because he spoke the ordinary working man's language. And when it came to promises, and a promise like this, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it, Nicholson would say, now don't boil it down. Don't boil it down. The ladies would know, you put a saucepan of water on the cooker and you put cabbage in it and it boils. Well, after it's boiled, it's all boiled down. Nicholson says, don't do that with the promises of God. Don't boil it down. In other words, he says, take the Lord at his word. Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Don't boil it down. Don't try and make it less than what it is. But Paul says, be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And whatsoever those requests may be, we're to make them known unto God, praying and supplicating the throne of grace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God says, I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. As well as the reminder and the request, we have the reliance. In other words, we can rely on the Father and the Son answering our prayers. When we do as the Lord has told us to do, when we do as he has told us to do, ask anything in his name. He says, I will do it. We can rely on that name in prayer. We can rely on it. It's not a case of going before the throne of grace and praying and saying to ourselves in that inner voice, I wonder, does the Lord hear me? I wonder, will the Lord answer me? No, there's no room for anything like that when we pray in the Lord's name, because he has said, I will do it. I will. He didn't say, I may, maybe I'll do it, or I'll possibly do it. He said, I will. That speaks to us of reliance. Anything we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot be denied. What am I doing this morning? I'm just simply taking the Lord at his word. And by his grace, I don't want to boil it down and work at it and turn it this way and that to see if it means something else. Or it doesn't. You look at the words, can you get anything more simple? Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will do it. That's simple. And even when we find it difficult to pray, when we find it difficult to ask, Paul tells us in Romans 8 and verses 26 and 27, the Holy Spirit will help us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You have the Father, you have the Son, and you have the Holy Spirit. And we are told that they will answer our prayers. I will do it. We have the Father's word on it, we have the Savior's word on it, we have the Spirit's word on it. How can we then deny that these words, these promises mean something else? So let us not approach the God of heaven in prayer doubting or wondering, will my prayers be answered? When we pray in the Lord's name, the Lord himself has told us that they will be answered. And all we can do is take the Lord's word for it. Not right? We take the Lord's word for it. Because remember, he has a good name. He's not going to lie to us. For he is the truth. We have seen the acceptance of the name, the authority in the name, and finally we have the assurance in the name. Here the Lord himself assures us that praying in his name will bring us answers. Verses 13 and 14. We notice, first of all, the scope of the answers. The Lord does not put any limits on our asking. And whatsoever. How can you take that word to mean anything else? I remember speaking to a man one time who didn't believe in eternal security. And I said to him, but sure, the Lord told us he'll give us everlasting life. You know what he said? Oh, everlasting doesn't mean everlasting. What else? What does it mean then? And if the Lord says whatsoever, doesn't mean anything else. It means whatsoever. It's like a very rich person reaching us a blank check. And we look at those little words on the check which says, pay to the order of. And that person tells us, put your name in there. And you fill in that check whatever you want. Because you'll notice my name's at the bottom of it. I've signed it. The Lord has given us a blank check that we can take to the bank of heaven. And as it were, when the Father looks at the name that's on the bottom of the check, the Father will cash it. Because it bears the name of his Son, the darling of his bosom, the one in whom he is well pleased. Our Lord has set before us these great verses, these great words, teaching his disciples about prayer, about praying in his name. Let us take those words to heart then. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And that's something else that we have been emphasizing in this short series. We are to pray that the Father be glorified in the Son. We want God to get the glory in all our answers to our prayers. No, we don't want to claim any credit at all. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. There's the scope and there's the sureness. And there is the song. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. You've read the words before. You're familiar with them. I'll read them again. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. There it is. Straightforward and plain and uncomplicated. Praying in the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Let's bow in prayer. O Lord our God, we come to thee again in the Saviour's name, the name of the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, the one whose name we repeat, and in whose name we pray and ask for anything or whatsoever. Lord, we thank thee for encouraging us to pray. Men ought always to pray, thou hast said, and not to faint, not to give up. Lord, may we not give up. Whatever is upon our hearts today, whatever personal problems and needs and burdens we have, may we not give up praying for them and praying over them. And, O Lord, may we be sure to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that great name, that given name, that good name. Lord, be with us throughout this Lord's day. Return us, Lord, this evening to thy house. We might spend time again around the word and learn more, we trust, about our dear Savior. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide and remain with us now, and until the day breaks and the shadows all flee away. Amen.